This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A series of explosions on Saturday rocked Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine, and a number of other cities. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has a report.
Air raid sirens sounded as the capital came under heavy bombardment from Russian airstrikes. But the sirens were too late. Russian ballistic missiles rained over the capital. Ukrainian authorities say the ballistic missiles are hard for Ukrainian forces to shoot down and that an infrastructure target was hit in the morning missile attack. This was the first attack on the Ukrainian capital since January the 1st. Russian missiles also hit the northeastern Kharkiv region, where operations on the subway were suspended amid the attacks. I'm Karen Chamas.
A senior Ukrainian foreign ministry official says President Volodymyr Zelensky wants to visit the United Nations to address a high-level meeting of the 193-member General Assembly on the eve of the anniversary of Russia's February 24th invasion of Ukraine, if security situation will permit. First Deputy Foreign Minister Emina Zaporova cautioned in an AP interview Friday that many factors need to be in place for him to come. She cited first and foremost the military situation on the ground and a warning from Ukraine's intelligence service that Russia is planning a very serious offensive in February. Thousands of people are demonstrating in persistent rain to protest the clearance and demolition of a village in western Germany that is due to make way for the expansion of a coal mine. Swedish climate campaigner Greta Thunberg was there.
Happens in Lützerath doesn't stay in Lützerath. Germany, as one of the biggest polluters in the world,